Joining me on KRDO's Afternoon Newsline, Dr. Michael Thomas, who is the superintendent for Colorado Springs School District 11. Welcome, Dr. Thomas.
Hey, thank you.
It's good to have you back. It's been a month. I can't believe how fast it went. And one of the things that has popped onto my radar today is that District 11 is looking for bus drivers.
Yes, we are. You know, we spoke last month about our ability to cover routes. And, you know, what I shared is that, you know, our staff are always going to cover down on routes, you know, for our students to ensure that every student is picked up. But I'll tell you right now, we are finding that we're experiencing some shortage. And I would like to tell the entire community that we would love to have folks from our district living in our community that are seen in our community to jump on board with the D11 family and drive buses. You know, they are so critically important. They are the first and oftentimes the last people our students see when they start their days. So very important role. It's not just about transporting kids. It's about how you set the mood and the tone for the day.
You know, that's interesting that you bring that up, Dr. Thomas, because I am picturing two bus drivers in my entire life that I will always, always remember. They were just wonderful, great people, a great leveling influence. And that one of them was a grammar school in my day. I'm sorry. We didn't have middle school. We had grammar school. So one of them was a grammar school and one of them was a junior high school driver. People that we just loving, caring people who could get you through a tough morning. They just had a way about them. So, yeah, I think there are people like that in our community.
There are tons. And, you know, in the D11 family, we look at every adult as a leader and a role model for our students. It doesn't matter what your title is. We are all here for the same purpose, and that is to ensure we are allowing our kids to reach their dreams. And, you know, you never know what support you can give, and it's not dictated by your title. It's that connection you have with students, that relationship, and that's what we pride ourselves on in D11.
Just a couple more seconds on this. If you don't mind, Dr. Thomas, how do people apply?
You can go to our human resources. If you go to d11.org, www.d11.org, and go onto our human resources page, you will see, you know, a link there to apply for employment. And you can also go straight to our transportation website, and we'll have contact information there as well, so you can get additional information if you have questions.
Thank you very much, Dr. Thomas. Very much appreciated. So what are the latest updates? What's happening at D11?
Well, the last month we talked a lot about our academic and facilities plans that we're developing. And as we were kind of closing down last month, we were talking a little bit about our equity policy. And this is a very important piece of policy that we are engaging our community on right now as we're developing and writing that. Our board for many years has recognized the diversity of D11 and has been very responsive to meeting the needs of each student. And last spring, our board passed a resolution around diversity and inclusion. And also made a request of the district to develop an equity policy. And simply put, equity, as we define it, is providing what a student needs for them to be successful. And that will look very different for every student. And I always use the example, if you and I were getting ready to run a race, we both need a pair of shoes, and I need a size 12 and you need a size 10, but we both just get size 10s. Well, we definitely both have shoes that's equal, but it's not equitable because you've got a size 10 that fits you and I've got a size 10 that's squeezing my toes out of the end, and good luck of me winning a race, you know, let alone the race of life. So if we're not providing the resources that students individually need and just approaching our leadership and our support for students as a one-size-fits-all, that's where we're going to find problems, and that's where we're going to find unfortunate gaps of achievement with students. And far too often, they're very predictable in our district and districts across the country, that there are certain student demographics that you can almost predict will do well and others that will do not so well? And what are some of the structural barriers that are inherent to public school systems that we can begin to address so that students have full access to everything that they need to be successful? So that will come in a policy. And I just want to let our community know that whether we have a policy on the books or not, we know the right thing to do for our students, and we are enacting a lot of those practices right now. I think this is just to solidify for years to come as our generations change from one to the next, that we do have policy that supports students along the continuum outside of who's, you know, on the board now or who's the superintendent or whoever's leading our schools or teaching our kids. We now have longstanding policy that will continually guide practice for generations to come.
And lots more to follow on this part of the discussion. We'll have you back in just about a month, if not sooner, as things develop. Dr. Michael Thomas, superintendent for Colorado Springs School District 11, we thank you for spending a couple of minutes with us here on KRDO's Afternoon News today.
Always a pleasure. Thank you so much.